Bloomberg. Stock markets across the world slumped on Friday in reaction to U.S. President Donald Trump's surprise announcement that he would impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese products. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says that the trade war will hurt China more than it does the United States.
In terms of the progress of the deal, the president's not satisfied. And so he's imposed this 10% tariff on the remaining balance. It's about $300 billion. As you know, September 1st is the start date. And we will see.
China's new ambassador to the UN, Zhang Jun, said Friday that if the U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight. Economists predict U.S. consumers will find themselves paying more for such items as cell phones, clothing, and toys when shopping for the Christmas holiday. Industry representatives are also expressing strong concern. The U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as did the deficit with China. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has details.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices lower just before the close. The Dow was down 0.49%. The S&P was off 0.51%. The Nasdaq lost 1.46%. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia are blaming each other as both formally abandoned the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a landmark arms control treaty that President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed three decades ago. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia have both walked away from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Washington blames Moscow, saying it's been violating the treaty for years, developing and fielding weapons that threaten the U.S. and its allies, particularly in Europe. Russia blames the Trump administration, saying it's destroying all international agreements that do not suit them. If the two sides choose not to extend or replace the larger New START treaty, when it expires in a year and a half, there will be no legally binding limits on the world's two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time in nearly half a century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that he had dropped his choice for spy chief, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, after questions about the congressman's lack of experience and possible exaggerations in his resume. Trump blamed unflattering news coverage for his fellow Republicans' decision to bow out of the nomination process and instead remain in Congress. Democratic lawmakers and some former senior U.S. intelligence officers have said the 53-year-old Ratcliffe lacked the experience to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Some lawmakers have also voiced concerns that he would warp U.S. intelligence to support the president's views. There were also some questions about his resume as a prosecutor in Texas. Ratcliffe confirmed he had withdrawn from consideration. He said he thought the confirmation process would become a partisan battle between the Republicans and opposition Democrats. U.S. employers slowed their hiring in July, but still added a solid 164,000 jobs to an economy that appears poised to extend its decade-long expansion. AP's Matt Small has details.
U.S. employers added 164,000 jobs in July, and Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick calls that mostly reassuring.
It is impressive to see the nation's unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%.
But adds the nation's economy is slowing.
For all of last year, we averaged 223,000 jobs added a month. So far, we're averaging 165,000.
So what has Hamrick's attention?
There's no doubt the U.S. economy is facing accelerating headwinds, and they could begin to gather increasing damaging force. That's because of trade disputes, tariffs, and global weakness.
Matt Small, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA1.